Hello and thanks for joining me on Being Green. I'm Glynis Crook. The Vergelegen Wine Estate out in Somerset West has undertaken the most extraordinary range of environmental initiatives. In fact, it recently took home the prestigious Ecologic Award in the Eco-Hospitality and Tourism category. Well, one of its projects that I am particularly fond of is the estate's participation in a decades-long project to bring the quagga, a subspecies of the Southern Plains zebra, back from extinction. And to find out more, I'm joined now by Eben Oldewagen, Vergelegen's Environmental Project Manager. Eben, thanks for joining me on the show. Tell me first a little bit about the animal. They were hunted to extinction, I think, 150 years ago.
Good morning, Glynis. Yes, thank you very much for having me. So the last quagga was a mare that died in the Amsterdam Zoo in 1883. And at that stage, it was not realized that she was the very last of her kind because people confused the term quagga and zebra until they eventually figured out that this animal has now become extinct and that this DNA and the pattern is no longer available. And then almost 100 years later, in 1987, the project started with a professor called Richard Rau, and that's the name, the Rau quagga, came about, and the intent of this project is to bring the characteristics of the quagga animal back so that people today can see what they used to look like.
That's the characteristics of the quagga, notably to do with the its hide pattern. And I know that the ones that you have are called Rau quagga because of that professor. But how did you get involved in the project? I think you've got seven animals?
Yes, so we've got seven animals on the property, one stallion and six mares. One is a young mare that was born only about 2 years ago, so she's not part of the breeding mares yet. She will probably start breeding in the next year or two. But we've got five breeding mares and the stallion on the property with a younger mare. And of the five older breeding mares, four is currently pregnant.
I believe in actual fact that you're very, very close to having a new addition to your family.
Yes, so we are waiting in anticipation. One of the mares look very big at this stage, and we're expecting any day now for her to have her foal. And for the other three, we're expecting it to be any time during December. But we think definitely all four would have had their foal before the end of the year.
These animals that you have in your state are obviously not the original quagga, which, as we've established, was extinct 150 years ago. So what is the chances of a foal born from them actually being a Rau quagga rather than a zebra?
That is a very difficult question to answer, and the reason for that is obviously you can never really breed an extinct species back because the genes have been lost when the last animal died. But the fact that it's been determined that the quagga is a subspecies from the Southern Plains zebra, it makes it possible that you can bring a lot of the characteristics and some of the genes back, even though it will never be the original quagga as people used to know it before. But the purpose of this project at least is to bring the characteristics back in terms of the hide, the coloration, and the pattern, that people can see what they used to look like, and also to show the clear difference of this and your normal zebra, like your plain zebra or your mountain zebra, like people are used to generally seeing.
So I'm assuming that after the little baby is born, depending on the pattern, notably, I think, on its butt, for want of a better word, it will be whether it's closer to the original quagga patterns.
Yes, so you can definitely see it. If you follow the breeding program and you start with some of the very first animals and you compare it to one of the most recent animals born in the project, you can clearly see the difference in color change of both the hide and the stripes. You can see some of the stripes towards the back end and the belly disappearing. So in fact, some of the animals we've got in our herd are very close to having no stripes on the bum and on the belly, which is what you are looking for and which they are supposed to have. and also the hide, instead of being a white color with the dark stripes like on the zebra, you're looking for more a white to light brown color with the lighter stripes on it. And we are very close to reaching that perfect pattern that you're looking for, but some of the animals are very close to that already.
One last very, very quick question, Eben. Why was it so important to bring them back?
I think it's because it's a large game species that used to occur in the area years back. So it's a species actually indigenous to the area, and because of early hunters and urbanization and all of this, these animals have either been hunted out or moved out of the area until they were hunted out elsewhere. And for us as a property, we like to tell the story with what we bring back onto site. So it's not just about putting an animal in our nature reserve. It's about having the conservation story and the importance of what we're doing that we attach to trying to bring back something like this.
Thanks there to Eben Oldewagen, Environmental Project Manager at the Vergelegen Wine Estate in Somerset West. And that's it for this week. Till next time, from me, Glynis Crook, take care and goodbye. Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
Ask not what your community can do for you. Ask what you can do for your community. At Remax Living Real Estate, our ethos is built on giving back. From sponsoring music broadcasts to FMR's Being Green, our focus is on making your world more harmonious and our planet more sustainable. So when it comes to choosing a real estate partner, don't go for anything less than people who are maximum givers. Galinda Moser from Remax Living Real Estate.